conference call on this August 31st, 2017. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, I host these calls to educate you about an important aspect of your life on how to live free of the U.S. Constitution, law, your rights, the IRS, the attack on our rights and our freedoms, and how you can live free by knowing your rights and procedures you need to take, actions you need to take to live free now. Freedom Law School website is livefreenow.org. If you have not been there, you want to check it out and request there your freedom education package for free. It will be mailed to you and then emailed to you. It's a series of emails, education, as well as the initial package sent to you by U.S. mail. And Freedom Law School says, in fact, we've been saying that Freedom Law School, gosh, for over 20 years, that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. Simply put, the average American after World War II was turned into a slave when they started the withholding from people's paychecks. And they also passed the law creating a national security agency, CIA, deep state. And this whole corruption really took a big turn up. It started with the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 and the so-called 16th Amendment, but we got a big jump forward after World War II. So Freedom Law School offers very unique tools for you to live free. Number one, Freedom Law School offers you a material for free at our website at livefreenow.org and its conference calls that are on YouTube, on blog.radio.com. You will find a lot of your common questions answered on these weekly calls. Number two, I put together courses in the mid-1990s that educate you about the law and your rights, things that you should have been taught while you were in high school but were not taught. So it's remedial courses about what do you do, what you not do to live free as an American after you turn 18 years old. Next, Freedom Law School offers also assistance and help to those of you who are under attack, or better than that, you're smarter and get together with like-minded individuals, join hands with other freedom seekers to protect and defend yourself from attacks of crooks and criminals and government, in particular the IRS and state income tax agencies. And last but not least, we join hands, folks, to restore the rule of law and the Constitution in America. Get rid of the deep state within the IRS, CIA, NSA, FBI, who are ignoring American people's rights, who turn against us, turn them back into instruments serving the people, not the big banks, Wall Street, corporations that pay for the election and re-election campaign of politicians. So at every call, I will educate you about an important aspect of your rights and freedom and law. And then I will get to answer your individual questions. If you have any questions, on your telephone keypad, punch in 1 or press 1, and it will indicate to me in the system that you have a question, and I will call you your question in turn to be answered. We have only 2 hours maximum to cover everything that I need to cover for you on these calls. So let's get to the subject of the call tonight. I've emailed you guys. We posted on our Facebook, posting the Freedom Law School. Well, we have a Facebook channel. You ought to become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. Share our posts with your friends. It's a great way, folks, probably, to share education. If you haven't done that, do so. You can put our YouTube videos, send them to a friend, these conference calls to a friend, our $300,000 income tax reward to your family member, friends. It's a great way to network, folks. We no longer go to live meetings, by the way, practically. They're almost dead. Everything is online these days, as you know, through Facebook and YouTube, and just search online. Those are the main ways people connect with each other. And Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, those things are very minor. The big ones are YouTube, search on the internet on Google or whatever search engine you use, and Facebook. So get out there, folks, and share this information to the other American people, folks, and wake them up. So I'm going to be covering the subject of why is it that the IRS deliberately, knowingly, has not prosecuted and tried to put in prison the biggest, most famous, prominent person in America, who deliberately, knowingly has not filed tax returns in America, has not paid the IRS income taxes. And the IRS knows about him very well. The management of the IRS knows him very well. They know who he is. They know he has not filed and paid income tax to the IRS for a long time. Yet the IRS has chosen not to prosecute him for not having filed and paid income taxes to the IRS. Is that interesting, folks? Think about it. You talk to your neighbors and friends. They say, oh, if you don't file the income tax, you'll go to prison. You go to jail. Or like, oh, I know a lot of other people did the same thing, and they went to jail. Don't do it. Or similar comments. Well, if you don't file and pay income tax, you're going to go to automatically jail. Well, how about this gentleman? Like I said, he's very well known. In fact, this gentleman was with the IRS itself. He used to work for the IRS as a special agent with IRS's own Criminal Investigation Division. And his job was to go after individuals that the IRS told him to go after, investigate them, make a case about them, and recommend prosecuting them for prison. And he did. He told me in 5 years that he was with the IRS. Okay, he went after four different small business owners that he was told to go after and got all of them indicted, and all of them got convicted and went to prison. By the way, all of them had filed 1040 income tax confession forms. And this man became a student of Freedom Law School in 1997. He called me and said, I'm not investigating your payment. I'm a daytime, I'm investigating with the IRS, but I'm calling you on my own time and doing my own research on the issue of income tax. I heard that people like you claim that no law requires the average American to file and pay income tax. So Freedom Law School assisted him in his quest for the truth. And in 1999, he resigned from the IRS after he wrote a book about the income tax fraud. He discovered income tax was a giant fraud on the American people, a lie. I proofread his book. It was a very good, well-written book. Printed for him, had it made, somebody made a cover for it, go to a printer and help put it out there for him, distribute it for him. But before all that, he asked the IRS first to refute his conclusion that there is no law requiring the average American to file and pay the income tax. He did that very respectfully in writing. And the IRS failed, refused to even attempt to respond to his legal conclusions based upon law in his book. So the income tax is a giant fraud and being misapplied to the masses of the American people. See, the law is fine the way it's written. It's been misapplied. A very small number of Americans pay Americans. The vast majority do not. See, until after World War II, a small number of Americans paid income tax throughout the 1910s, 20s, 30s, and early 40s. It changed. The deep state got a hold in America. Big government was born big time. And that's where we are right now. We've got to get rid of this big government, this deep state, and restore freedom and prosperity to you, to your life, and that of all other Americans at the same time. So let's go to the website of this gentleman. I'm going to introduce you to him. Type any website, agentfortruth.com, agentfortruth.com. And you'll see the website of Mr. Joseph Bannister. He was a CPA, as I said, was with the IRS, a gun-carrying special agent. And you see on that page, right there in the second paragraph, he gives you a link to the book, the report he wrote to the IRS about the income tax fraud. It's a scam. You can download it for free. And you know what? Since then, Joe Bannister has not filed and paid income taxes. No, sir. How do I know? Because he told me on more than one occasion. I know him personally. We're still friends and maintain relations and communicate. And what he did back then, in the year 2001, he wrote a letter to the IRS. He filled out the tax return correctly, but did not sign it. He sent that letter to the IRS and said, look, I don't believe what I make for a living is subject to the income tax. I'm not required to file the income tax. So I'm not signing this tax return, but the numbers here are correct. They're true, they're complete. That's what I made. But that's not income in the income tax sense, in the income tax laws. So I'm asking you to show me where is a law that requires you to file the income tax. If you can show me that, and show me how I can sign this return without giving up my Fifth Amendment guaranteed right to be silent, so that anything that I say may not be used against me to put me in prison. If you can show me that, then you can put my signature on there yourself. I'll give you my power of attorney. Go ahead and do that. And by the way, to let you know, I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this for the principle. The money that the tax return showed would be owed if what I made for a living was taxable. I have put that money aside in a trust in care of somebody. It's not in my possession. And once you show, how can I file a tax return without it being used against me? And where's the law that requires me, the average American, to file a income tax, have a signed return, and this money is and will be turned over to you. This person is required to turn the money over to you. That was back in 2001. I'm sorry, in April 2001, for the year 2000. The Drew Banks had filed for 1999 tax return for the last time on April 2000. And then for year 2000, he did not file by April 2001. He did this process, this letter, as I told you, but the IRS, to this day, has never come after him for having not filed a 1040 income tax confession form with the IRS and for having not paid the IRS what it is supposedly due. We have not charged him for the so-called crime of failure to file a tax return, nor have they come after him for tax evasion, because he's not paid the taxes to the IRS. Not filed and not paid. The IRS calls that evasion. Now, let's go to Freedom Lawsuit's website at livefreenow.org. Livefreenow.org. And after you go there, go under Educational Materials tab. You see at the top right of the page. Click on that. On your smartphone, you know, go to the menu, and the menu opens up to all this, to Educational Materials. And under Educational Materials, go down to Educate Congress tab on the drop-down menu and click on that. Click on Educate Congress on the drop-down menu. You see, this page talks about the oath of office, why it's so key that in America, all of our public servants, the president, all congressmen, all executive branch employees like IRS agents and judges all take an oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, before they are allowed to work in any way or perform any function in the U.S. government. So you read about that, and Joe Barrister took that oath very seriously. You scroll down, and you see a bunch of downloads there. On the downloads that are there, you see one of the last download items, the Joe Barrister indictment, November 2004. And you could, if you click on that link, you can do it later to read about it. You'll see the Drew Banister indicted. I'm sorry, the IRS, the Department of Injustice indicted Drew Banister in November 2004, but not for having not filed a 1040 tax form. They did not come after him for that, or not having paid income tax for tax evasion. No. They try to tie him into this other guy, Al Thompson, a business owner who started withholding from paying his people and had Drew Banister fill out some tax forms to get that money back from the IRS. And Drew Banister spoke at his company meeting about his experiences and research on the income tax issue. Because of all that, they connected Drew Banister and Al Thompson and charged them both with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. Oh my gosh, what a terrible man. You conspire to rip off the U.S. government. Oh my gosh, what a holy crime. What a holy crime. Because you went against our protect the U.S. government, ripped them off. You conspired with somebody else to choose them, you got together. It was it's a conspiracy theory, folks. Yes. Talk about conspiracy theories. That was the government's argument. And they put him on trial next year in 2005, and Joe Bannister was acquitted. That's the U.S. attorney press release on Joe Bannister is also at the bottom of these downloads. And in there, you'll see that the IRS commissioner at the time, Mr. Everson, personally spoke about Joe Bannister and said Joe Bannister was an IRS employee and he knew what he was doing. In other words, IRS comes after over 2,000 people criminally every year. Over 2,000 cases. And how many of them do you think the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service talks about him personally? Very few, as you can imagine. But in this case, he did. Oh, yes. To shut up, Joe Bannister, quiet him, the decision was made at the very highest levels of the IRS. The commissioner was involved. Of course, was a top management of the deep state IRS was involved in their conspiracy to shut Joe Bannister up by tying him into Al Thompson in a conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government charge. And that's all the charge Joe Bannister filed. That was the only charge against Joe Bannister. And I was in Sacramento in 2005. When the trial was about a week long and Joe Bannister was completely acquitted, vindicated. IRS never charged him with not having filed up paying income tax. Back then, nor since then, even though he has not filed the paid income tax. So hey, U.S. government, why aren't you coming after him? You know about him very well. He used to work for you. He used to, you know, be a gun-carrying agent for you. And the commissioner of the IRS, Everson, spoke about him personally when you guys indicted him. Why aren't you going after him a second time? Tax evasion. He evaded his taxes, not paid his fair share. And of course, he's failed. Deliberately and knowingly refused to file a 1040 income tax concession form. Because the IRS, after all, every year comes after about 200 people who've done the same thing as Joe Bannister. Not filed and paid income tax. Why isn't the IRS going after Joe Bannister? He's a bad example for you, right? To the American people. Why aren't you putting this guy in jail and shoving him up? By putting him on trial for having refused to file tax returns deliberately and not paid his fair share of taxes to the IRS. Tax evasion. Well, you see, folks, the reason for that is because it's like this. You can tell someone, please have a seat. Sit down or put your butt on the chair. You know, they all... three versions of that said the same thing. Basically, say to take a seat on that chair to the person. But the way you said each of them, the way I said each of them was different. One was very respectful and direct. Second one was direct, but not respectful. Just direct. And the third one was direct and rude. They all said the same thing, but a different way. And that makes a difference. So it's not just what you do, but how you do it counts. You see, a lot of people that are charged not having, not filed, they go to jail because they didn't do it with the right way. That's the problem. Yeah, there's no law required to file income tax, sure. We know that. But how does IRS get the gumption, confidence to go after these guys and get them? But not Joe Bannister. Again, it's because the way to advance did it. And I'm going to share with you the secret of how he did it that counts. And how you can take advantage of that secret, which I'm telling you, and do the same thing as Joe Bannister. So IRS will not want to come after you having filed and paid income tax. Wouldn't that be something? That's a great accomplishment, isn't it? You can stand in the face of the IRS, just like Joe Bannister, don't file and don't pay, and know confidently in your heart that yes, will not dare take you to trial to try to put you in prison. How? Well, it's very simple, folks. Basically, you have to be a strong person of conscience and confront the government directly about the income tax fraud issue. And give the government the opportunity to show you were wrong. If you could not be shown to be wrong by the government, then you must be right. And the government will not want to take you to a jury trial before 12 American citizens to put you in prison, because the government had to prove to all those 12 jurors that you willfully, knowingly believed you were required to file but didn't file. And they have to convince all of the 12 jurors of that. And they have to prove it to them beyond a reasonable doubt. Degree of proof, a strong degree of proof is required. If you do that properly, basically, and you document it so you can show it to the jury, the government will not come after you. So what's the best way to do that? Well, there is no one way necessarily to do that. There are several good ways you could do that. I know other people have done it different ways. But you know, folks, I'm a simple guy. I love simplicity. I love making complex answers and boil them down to easy to understand and easy to implement and do solutions. And that's what I've done at Freedom Law School, folks. That's why Freedom Law School is unique. One of the reasons is because people come to my classes. When I used to come to classes in mid-90s for Toby Paymont, I really appreciate the way you just simplify the law and make it easy to understand. Take all the mumbo-jumbo, intimidating stuff and make it easy for us to understand. I'm going to do that for you guys. What Joe Bannister did, you see it on this page of Freedom Law School's website, the one about Educate Congress. It's about educating you, yourself, first. Then he educated your House of Representative member and your two U.S. senators, who are directly responsible to answer to you. Okay. First of all, you gotta understand something very simple. The law in America is made by a legislature. Federal government is the US Congress. It is implemented by the executive branch, like the IRS, and is interpreted and applied as a last one more additional check by the judiciary. In other words, if the executive is not doing it right, the judge is supposed to correct them. Okay, or if the legislature went or beyond the constitutional allowable limit, the judiciary is supposed to correct that. That's how it's supposed to work. Now, most patriots, they make a mistake of going to the IRS or the courts to get answers on the income tax issue. Wrong. Don't do that, folks. That's a big mistake. Because they don't make the law. The IRS doesn't make the law. The courts don't make the law. The legislature does. Now, it's true in practical reality, the crooked way it's done, the executive branch, like IRS lawyers, U.S. Department of Justice lawyers, go to the judge or group of judges and convince them to knowingly and deliberately ignore the law or misinterpret the law and the Constitution to fit the crooked system that's been imposed on American people to make you a slave. That is true. But you didn't know that that's what Freedom Laws told you that. In practice, that's how laws are, at the end, changed and twisted to keep American people into slavery. But the theory and the design and the written words of the U.S. Constitution say that Congress makes all the federal laws, not the judges. If you write to the IRS and confront them about income tax, they've been allowed since 2006 to penalize you $5,000 every time. It's a big of any issue that the IRS has claimed to be, in their opinion, frivolous, or you're just simply delaying IRS's actions to assess, determine, or collect taxes. Yes, that's what the authority was given to them, unfortunately. So it doesn't do any good to the IRS. It can only make it worse. I mean, not to mention, let's face it, folks, again, the IRS, the executive branch of the government, only try to apply the law as best as they understand it, and they often. The other thing Page is trying to do, someone, let me try to go to court, sue the IRS. Oh, justice is sought in them, in the course of justice. But you cannot do that, folks. There are very, very strong restrictions on suing the IRS in courts. Only certain situations you can't go after the IRS. In addition, there are laws that basically say that you cannot get your rights clarified when it comes to taxes. When it comes to any other issue, folks, a federal law, you can go to federal court and ask the judge for clarification. If you, for example, want to hunt an animal and on your property, on your land, yeah, 50 acres of land. You're wondering if that's an endangered species? If you go to federal court, and the court will help you give the government answer you whether that animal you want to hunt is an endangered species or not. If you want to buy a gun or manufacture a gun, and you wonder if it's legal or not in federal law, you can go to federal court, and the court will have the government come and answer you, tell you exactly what kind of gun you can make or buy. But when it comes to taxes, specifically, they exempted that. You cannot get your rights and duties under the tax laws clarified or told to you by the courts. They will just throw you out. The courts say, we cannot hear your complaint, beef, question. Get out of here. So that means that the only branch of the government and they can write and answer questions about the law is the lawmakers themselves, the Congress. So that's what you should do, so do it. That's what I did. Now, I've helped many, many people do the same. Now, I know, I heard from many people say, but these congressmen, most of them are a bunch of crooks, criminals, whores. They don't work for us in practice. They work for the big banks, corporations, Chase Bank, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citi, and all the big oil, the big insurance, the big pharmaceutical drug companies, you know, military industrial banking complex. They pay for the election and re-election campaign of these politicians. They're the ones that pay money to their Democratic and National committees that in turn pay for the advertisement of the congressmen, senators. You see, these guys pay a lot of money to the Democratic and Republican parties both, which then they can give you a lot of money, $100,000, no limit, to the Democratic National Committee or Republican National Committee. And they in turn allocate that money to whichever candidate they want. Of course, the crooked candidate. They take orders from the top, other ones they support. So I know that's how it is. You're right. And people say they ignore you. They ignore your letters. They don't respond to your letters. I understand that concern. You make a very good point. Yes, too often, unfortunately, these guys do ignore you. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't try. You should try. Let me tell you, folks, I went to Washington, D.C. with the people from Constitutional Education. That was back in 2002 or 2003, along with Bob Schultz, the head of that organization. And I went there, and I was one of the very few people that got to see my congressman. And I talked to him about all this stuff during my conversation. You don't know if you're going to get there unless you try. So try. Give it your best shot. More of us need to try. More of us need to exercise our First Amendment guaranteed right of not just free speech, not just free space association with like-minded people like me and you, not just press to inform Americans, but to go to the government and seek a redress of our grievances. Take our beef to the government. Hey, you guys got to do this thing right. You have to follow the Constitution. You have to make sure the executive branch agencies like the IRS follow the law correctly. Don't even misapply it. You have to get rid of the crooked judges who knowingly and deliberately ignore and violate your laws. The Congress can do that. They can get rid of crooked judges by impeaching them. Write to them. And what I want you to do, the easiest way to do this, folks, the groundwork is being laid out by Joe Bannister, We the People for Constitutional Education, and Freedom Law School. The work is done for you easy. Look at the downloads on this page of Freedom Law School Educate Congress. It's there, folks. The ad of We the People Foundation and USA Today opposing income tax fraud, telling the American people how the government fails and refuses to come and debate Joe Bannister on the issue of the income tax, is there. The New York Times article is there. And the video of Joe Bannister is there, below that, giving a speech at Freedom Law School's 2000 Freedom Rally about how he ended up finding out about the income tax fraud issue and left the IRS to expose the fraud. The debate of the Joe Bannister and other experts of the movement in D.C. in July 1999, the government failed to show, was shown on C-SPAN 2, is there. I'm going to put up Bob Schultz's speech of We the People Foundation, his speech there also, about all this, what happened. Folks, if all this information is there, I want you to download it and get this stuff to your congressman. Print out the material. Download the Joe Bannister report. Download the videos. Put it on DVD. And mail it to your congressman senators. And I have a cover letter for you. I have a proposed cover letter for you called Redress of Grievance Letter. I invite you to use it. You don't need to mess with it, folks, except put your information on the name, your address, and sign it, and date it. That's it. Fill in the blank. Read it. I think you'll love it. It's going to become your letter by you understanding it. It's only a few pages, letter. And I summarize all of this. History of Joe Bannister, We the People Foundation, confrontation with the corrupt, criminal, deep state U.S. government. So you can put it all, send it to your House of Representatives member and your two senators and demand that they answer. Demand that they investigate this stuff. Demand that they live by their oaths. That they took to God and you, the American people. And you individually uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and laws. from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Congress is the representative of you and me, the people. That's their job. They make the laws. As representatives of you and me, the sovereign American people, they can stop all this nonsense. And they need to do it. It is their job. Each of our rights, each of our duty to righteousness, and demand that we do it. Because that's the only way we're going to bring about real change in America, is by larger and larger number of us take this kind of action collectively to get Congress to act and stop this scam fraud that drives Americans into poverty. We have a shrinking middle class America. Middle class America is shrinking. We have a larger super rich class and a larger poor and working poor class. Middle class jobs are disappearing, and income tax is a huge part of this poverty system. The money system is another part of the problem. So are the globalist trade policies that, you know, help the globalist banksters and corporations. But the income tax is a huge part of it. So do your part. I've done it. I wrote to my congressman, Christopher Cox, and my senator, Dianne Feinstein, they call her, and Barbara Boxer, two communist Zionist, evil women, feminists. I wrote a book. And of course, they ignored me. But I didn't stop. I went to a local town hall and met in person with my House of Representatives member, Christopher Cox of Newport Beach, gave him Joe Biden's report, talked about it, asked him to look into this thing and do something about it and get back with me. Folks, you can mail those letters, that's fine. That's the main part. Give them the chance to do their part. There are a few honest people up in Congress. And once we have a few, there's going to be a few more, and a few more, and a few more. And pretty soon, folks will capture it. Look at right now what's going on, folks. We got an outsider, a non-politician, as president. A guy that didn't need to become president. He's a billionaire. He has everything he wants. Palaces, all the fanciest food, seed, travel. What does he not have? He has everything he wants. He has several wives, a bunch of kids. But at age 70, he became the president, Donald Trump, to make America great. And his goal is obvious, to make America great. And he cannot be bought by money. He doesn't need their money. You know, and I know you voted for Donald Trump. One big reason, because you know he didn't need their money to be elected. He had his own money. And so the entire Democratic Party establishment, most of the major media, with the exception of Fox News, and the Republican establishment, and the deep state, CIA, NSA, FBI, they're all against him. He's like a virus trying to destroy the swamp, the criminality of Washington, D.C. They're trying to reject him out of that criminal body. But guess what, folks? 2 years from now, a year and a half from now, I hope there's going to be a bunch of Trump Republicans running for office and get rid of a bunch of crooks like senators out of Arizona. Jeff Flake is running. You know, 2 years ago, unfortunately, McCain won in Arizona. That crook, that vote to keep Obamacare, you know. But the lady running against McCain is running against Jeff Flake. You know, hope you won't send money to that. To get rid of that crooked Jeff Flake of Arizona and others, Democrat, Republican. And the media has been exposed as the corrupt part of the problem, not the solution. And so we're going to do it, folks. We got to educate these people. We got to do our part. The revolution is happening, and I invite you to do your part. So that's one. Two, folks. With all this that you try to do, just like Joe Barrister, just like me, if they ever charge you with a criminal tax case, not having filed income tax returns, or not paying the taxes, or tax evasion. All this that you've done, folks, you will get to present them with the jury to see. You will get to bring it out to the jurors, 12 American citizens who do know what's going on, who are busy living their lives as Americans. They don't read much on their own, investigate much on their own on the internet to look for the truth about taxes. You will educate these Americans who are asleep out of their slumber. And they're going to see, wow, this guy is not a criminal. This guy's a hero. Joe Bannister is a hero. You guys are trying to expose government corruption and lying and violation of the U.S. Constitution and reducing Americans to slavery. You're a freedom fighter. Thank you. Thank you. They're going to acquit you, let you go free. And then the government will have an egg on their faces that this so-called tax protester, they're trying to label you as, won. The jury acquitted you like they did to Tom Crier. Yes, Tommy Crier. Okay, go on. I want you to go to this YouTube now. Bring it up. Okay, go on YouTube and type in Tommy Crier. Okay, and hit enter. You see several videos come by him, Tommy Crier. He was an attorney from Louisiana. He didn't file income tax. He's done his homework. He's a lawyer, seasoned lawyer. He knew how to explain to the jury the income tax fraud, relying on Supreme Court cases. And he took it to the jury. It's Larry Beecraft, the good freedom lawyer, defending him, and he won. And you see his speeches at Freedom Law School. He spoke several times at Freedom Law School. You see a couple of his hour speeches and a 6.5 hour class he did in 2009. You see it on the third thing on YouTube that came up. You see it. And you see it also at Freedom Law School's website also, at livefreedom.org, under our videos. You'll see that. Okay? So, you think the government liked that? Like the fact that they got punched in the face, egg on the faces? They tried to put this lawyer in prison for not having filed the paying tax and they lost? Of course the IRS hated that. They never came after Tom Crier again. So, you want to be like Tom Crier, like Joe Bannister, foolproof. You can present your work on income tax to the jury. And the IRS, knowing that, they will not want to come after you. They'd rather go after somebody who claims that he's he's not a U.S. citizen. He's a sovereign. He's a state citizen. He's a non-resident alien with respect to the single government of Washington, D.C. And we'll go after somebody who is an American national, he claims. And he claims that he's out of the government's jurisdiction and knows how to get back under common law, the so-called Admiralty Yellowfin Flag maritime jurisdiction. Someone who doesn't use zip code on his mail objects to his name being written in capital letters to say, that's not me. That's my straw man you captured. You made it up and you put my name in all caps. It's a dead corporate fictional entity. Then you got my birth certificate from the Department of from the county recorder's office to the Department of Commerce, and you try to monetize my labor. And I redeem that for value. And you're given, you file the UCC-1 or codicil. You file it in the county court's office. And you cancel your adhesion contract, your driver's license, social security number, fishing license. You cancel all those things. Or any of these you know, Meredith, oh, you object to the, again, more uniform commercial code you write on stuff, UCC 1-207, 1-305 in the paperwork. And except for acceptance for value you do for all IRS letters, you reject them, send them back, you know, rejected for cause, for all kind of stuff that you claim to be out of the government's jurisdiction, out of their system. You don't play in this sandbox. They're going to go after those guys. Yes. If you've been doing that stuff, folks, it's your friendly warning, my friend. Don't do that. They get you because they know that's a bunch of nonsense, baseless legal theories. What I call them to be collectively as patriot mythologies, baseless legal patriot mythologies. I'd rather get those guys. Easy, huh? You write to the IRS about all these theories, of course, and you make yourself known and think, hi, IRS, here, I'm raising my hand. I'm on those pages you want to nail. I'm volunteering. Come after me. I hear you want to get 200 of them per year charged and put in prison. I volunteer. Come after me because I'm out of your system. I'm out of your jurisdiction. You cannot come after me. You can't get me. I've done this silver bullet patriots, founding fathers paperwork. You know, I'm not a U.S. citizen. Right? They get those guys. Not Joe Bannister. Not Tom Cryer. Not Paymon Mapaglia of Freedom Law School. Because they know we'll beat them. You can follow our footsteps. Made easy. Get this out to Congress and senators, to House members and senators, collectively Congress, and invite your friends, folks. Please invite your family members, your friends, your co-workers to do the same. Have them read this page. Have them watch Joe Bannister's speech on this page. They explain all this stuff. Have them speak for your loss of $300,000 income tax reward. Have them see this professor, Jonathan Siegel, from Washington University of Law in Washington, D.C., who tried to collect on Freedom Law School $300,000 income tax reward. And he lost. And I refuted him with law. It's all there. Have them see that stuff. So they'll do the same process. They'll educate themselves. And they write to congressmen and senators. And they join you and legally stop filing your payment of tax because you went the extra mile to ask the government for the answers. Even though the record is clear that the government, U.S. government, failed to refute your master at the People Foundation, you gave them one more chance, one more try, three times to your House of Representatives member, and each of your two senators. And that repetition you're asking and then repeatedly ignoring is 100% proof, 100% proof that you're right. 100% right you are. The jury will see that. And more of us need to do that. And more of us need to speak up. Like me, I'm public, I'm telling you folks, I have not filed an income tax return. Well, let's see. I filed in late 80s with my ex-wife twice on her tax return I signed. Then early 1990s, I gotta tell you, I messed up. And back in 93, I filed a 1040 ANR as a sovereign state citizen of California Republic, not as an alien, I thought, told I was misled. I filed to get my withholding back at $600. Yes, back then I was poor, I needed $600. I did that because I was misled. I didn't do my homework sufficiently at that time. So I filed for 1992. Since then, I have not filed and paid income tax. And the IRS knows it. I know it. I speak about it. And the IRS will not want to take me to the jury. Almost we go to the jury. And in Freedom Law, we have another big victory against the IRS. See, I beat them, folks, already more than once. okay, for after 13 years, they tried to say I'm an abusive tax shelter for more than 13 years. They investigated, they finally closed that investigation down last year. If you go on our website at livefreenow.org, okay, go under our victories, you see FLS victories, you'll see it in there. Okay, victory number two listed there, the abusive tax shelter investigation of the IRS. After 13 years, they closed it down, IRS. The assessed me close to $700,000 for about 10 years of employment taxes. After a fight of almost 3 years, IRS was forced to remove it all. Remove all the taxes, zero it out. Remove all the taxes, it's all there. The IRS and court paperwork is there. They know I can beat them. This is over money. On a criminal case, that'd be the worst for them. That's what it'll lead your banister and you alone. They don't want to put us to a jury trial with criminal charges. Don't you want to be that safe? Don't you want to be that confident? Stand up tall and know that you're safe, you're solid ground. They will not try to come get you. Try to put you in jail. Yes, you can make yourself foolproof. So give this information out to congressmen. And tell more people about it, folks. Now, you want to make it easier? Freedom Law is not even easier for you. You go to our website at livefreenow.org. On the top center, on the second line of our menu items, you pick at the top of livefreenow.org. And then you click on course packages. And you see some courses and course packages are available there. And the top three packages there, the Beginner's Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, and the Royal Freedom Package, all three of them include this. This redress of grievance package I just described to you. It's a key integral part of these packages. Because I made a commitment, folks, to you and American people. I'm here for everybody to get rid of this corrupt system, get rid of misapplication of income tax. So every one of you, if you want my help, if you want me to back you up, if the IRS comes after you, I want you to take part first. And write your congressman, educate them. Because we are going to do our part, and I want you to do your part. I require it. The Beginner's Freedom Package includes it. It's only $900. And besides 1 hour consultation, some other education material, and this, that's all there is to it. $900, you can all afford it. You don't have $900, you put half or third down. $300 down, and make payments for the left. Everybody can afford that. Even if you make minimum wage or live on Social Security, you know, you can afford $300 and make payments, given it in time, and I'll give you time. So there's no excuse for none of you for not getting this Beginner's Freedom Package. If you want to do it yourself, please be my guest. I put the material there for you for free. But the Beginner's Freedom Package has a lot more information on you understanding the law and your rights, that the IRS comes after you for money, tax assessment, other stuff, what to do, what not to do. There's much more you need to know that's in those courses and material. And it's simple, and Royal Freedom Package, they include the Beginner's Freedom Package, but they include unlimited consultation, unlimited. You need to talk to me privately, I'm there for you. I'll make the time for you. Answer your question. Help you understand things. Give you peace of mind. A legal defense fund. In case they come after criminally, like I just described. The legal defense fund will pay an attorney to represent you and the paralegals to keep you free. Just work with Freedom Law School. We'll keep you out of jail if they dare to come after you. If they dare to come after you. which I doubt if they will. And the Royal Freedom Package has a very popular part where all the responsibilities of the IRS to you will be handled completely at no extra charge. You don't need to pay $200 for this letter, $300 for that letter like other people do. It's all included. No nickel and diming you. It's all included. Maintain your annual membership. And take care. $6 to start. $3,500 a year. $4,000 for California. And I'll leave you to take care. Simple Freedom Package is $4,000 to start and $1,200 a year. It does not have that letter writing feature. Keeping you, you know, keep them off your back, responses to the IRS. That would be extra. Let me caution you. Many of you are going to say, oh, this is too much money. I can't afford it. Or why should I pay anybody or Freedom Boss any money? Or they accuse me of being a patriot for profit. Oh, pay them all the patriot for profit. Try it. Well, folks, first of all, you can do whatever you want on your own because you're free adult American. You can do whatever you want in your life. You do not have to pay me, Freedom Boss, for anybody a dime if you don't want. It's your choice. Okay? No one's going to force you to do it. Two. There is no such thing as a free lunch. We American patriots believe in the free market, free enterprise. We believe that there's no such thing as a free lunch. We're not communists. We're not socialists. And the government and community provides something for you for free. Yet too often, too many of us, act like and talk like socialists and communists and expect someone to help you for free or subsidize you, do it for your beer for your cheap, just because you don't have the money to get what you want in life. Does anybody go give you a nice car, nice house, fancy food? Do you have a right to that just because you don't have the money? No, and you don't even ask. So why should this be any different? Oh, because it's for the cause of freedom. Oh, I see. Now listen, this is not me. This is something between you and all the full Americans who give to a fund. Like the founding fathers. All for one, one for all. You pitch into it together. So if one of you come under attack, we use the funds of the rest of you who are left alone to focus and help those few who are under attack. That's the only way the program works, because the IRS are such incompetent idiots. They cannot, do not go after everybody at the same time. The IRS admits they do not have enough resources to come after everybody. So they will leave some of you alone, many of you alone, for many years. And all of a sudden, bam, they might come after you after 2 years, 5 years. Hard. You don't know when your number will come up. So to me, it's smart to plan and get together, join hands with like-minded people, all for one, one for all. And if you're left alone, great. I don't want to hear from them. You don't want to hear from them. I know you'd rather leave you alone. On the other hand, if they do come after you, you know you got your fellow patriots who are committed to freedom like you, and their commitment, their funds, will back you up to the hills, whatever it takes. Focus on you to be free, to live free. So it's not my money, it's you guys' commitment and your money that makes it really happen. I'm just a coordinator, you could say, Freedom Law School. So you can do it on your own, or choose to get help and assistance. As far as me goes, let me say my attitude. When I got involved in 1992, my attitude was, wow. When I found out about income tax, the fraud, next thing I said to myself, there's a lot more I don't know, and I want and I need to know. So I started taking every Tom and Dick and Harry's classes and courses live and on audio to learn about all this stuff. I realized my severe ignorance, but I chose to remedy and fix it by spending money on all these classes and courses, books, and read to educate myself. That's why I did intensely for the first time. Then I found some other great organizations or individuals, smart people who were at that time much more knowledgeable than me, much more experienced than me. They knew so much more. And I became, you know, friends with them. I bought their material, became a member of their organization, learned from them. I supported them. Yes, I paid them for them to teach me what they know. Okay, so that I become better, and I became better, and smarter, and more experienced, and wiser by seeking out knowledge. Then in 1998, folks, I started an annual conference of the top head of the freedom movement. All the top guys of the movement that I could get hold of that were not arrogant, that were not egocentric, who were willing to come down and meet at my place with all the other non-egotistical leaders of the movement to get together and work together like the founding fathers for the cause of freedom. I got Irvin Schiff, David Meredith, Gay, Larry Meacraft, Sean O'Connor, Bill Conklin, Dave Williamson, Dave Helding, Bob Manerick, John Rizzo, Peter Gibbons, just tons more, many more, different guys, Tom Cryer, Joe Bannister, others. We all got to exercise our First Amendment rights to get together and to reform our government back to those constitutional laws. Let's put our heads together. Like Washington, Jefferson, Franklin did, peacefully. And as a result of those, I learned, because I was always there at those meetings, because I organized them. I was never absent. One guy that I always was there was me. The other guys came and left, but not me. So I became better and wiser. Okay, because my attitude was, I'm going to learn. I want to learn. I need to learn. And if I have a question, folks, in a certain area of tax law or freedom law that I don't know, I can contact somebody with more experience than me. Yep. And if they give me answer that question, that issue, a tip or something. If that's what you want to do, my friend, do the same thing. You want to have the experts, the most knowledgeable people around, experienced people in your corner, don't you? That's what these freedom packages are. Simple and a royal freedom package. Again, the money is not an issue. Some of you can join in full. Some of you cannot. You need to make payment, put a half or a third down, make payment, not a problem. If you're lost in the work with you, money is not the issue. It's freedom that's the issue. It's your right that's the issue. Getting our country back to American people, that's the issue. Yes, it takes money to make it happen too, but that's only a part of the equation. The bigger vision, the bigger issue is us working together, folks, to have you live free and America be a free country once again. So I invite you to do whatever you find in your heart that you believe you want to and need to do. If all you can do is get stuff out there to Congress, do it yourself for free from our website, do that, please. If you want to get the beginner's freedom package, do that. If you're ready for the simple and royal freedom package, start somewhere. Do something. Don't just sit there, listen to Congress calls, and do nothing. Because there's a famous saying that says, for evil to conquer, good men need to do nothing. If you don't do nothing, folks, nothing will change. Things will not get better. Things will only get worse. And evil system will continue. Or to change, each and every one of us needs to do our part. time and work that I do in my part, and I invite you to do yours. With that, folks, I'm going to end this part of the conference call, and now I'm going to go and open up the call to your questions, your personal freedom issues and questions, your concerns. I'm happy to answer for you for free every Thursday night. If you want a private one-on-one consultation, I'm available for that. It's $360 an hour, but the first 2 hours are each only $240 an hour. So don't pay me. Try me here first. Let me see if I can help you first here for free. If that doesn't work, then go ahead and, you know, get a one-on-one consultation privately or get one of our freedom packages. I'm here to help you live free mindset. Now remember, this is a call where it's public. Anyone, including a government or IRS agent, could be listening on the call, recording it, and try to use it against you. So, to protect your privacy, do not give me your last name, only your first name. Some people say, Paymon, can I use a different name, a fake or pseudonym? Fine with me. Doesn't bother me at all. I just want to help you with your question. I just want to call you by whatever you want and get your question answered. All I want from you before I ask your question, give us feedback to us, Freedom Law School. Have you heard about Freedom Law School? Then go ahead and ask your question. So let's start with a call from area code 562. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. Tell me, you know, what your question, my friend, and I'll do my best to answer your question for you.
Hey, am I on?
Yes, you are, my friend.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hey, yes. Hi, it's Damon. And how you doing here? This is I'm new to this stuff and been doing a little research. I just got a few simple questions because things are kind of.
What's your first name
right now? Damon.
Damon.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. What is your first name? Spell it for me.
D A M O N.
Thank you, Damon. And how many assist you, my friend?
Yeah, I work for a company, and I get a 1099 at the same time I'm a DBA, you know, doing business as whatever. So my income is actually wages I get from the company that I drive for, and I don't sell anything. I don't buy any services or sell any services or products or anything like that. So with that 1099... be counted. I'm not a corporation either. So will that 1099 be counted as just basic labor wages, or is considered like something else?
1099 is given to independent contractors, so it's not wages.
It's not wages. That's correct. You said it's not wages.
Right. But, you know, but what you make from what you described, according to tax law, is not taxable. It's not taxable income. It's not the subject of income tax. So pretty much if you work for your own labor, basically.
Okay.
Your labor was never...
Okay. My other question is... I'm trying to understand this for a corporation. Exactly what is a corporation profit? Because I looked at different definitions on the internet, and I was getting all kind of answers, so I'm getting a little confused on exactly what is a corporate profit.
Well, that's easy. Corporation runs the business, whatever they do. Let's suppose you're a CNN news network, the Clinton news network. And they make $100 million profit, they pay tax on that. That's all there is to it. I don't know how that relates to you, though, Damon. What's your question underneath that question?
Yeah, I was just trying to understand it. Is profits considered like the company, they sell products, and then they give a portion of that to their employees, and the remainder is the actual profit. Is that how it works?
Yes, they pay employees, building rent, leases, utilities, whatever, what's left after all that is their profit.
Okay. I'm just still better that I understand it, because the internet was giving me all kind of definitions. I think that is it. Oh, one more last thing. On your site, I did apply for the Freedom package. Is that supposed to come in the mail, or is something I'm supposed to download?
It's going to be U.S. mail to you, to all of your CDs. You can listen to it in your car as you go places. And a Freedom catalog, so you have it in your hand. And then after that, you're going to get email.
Okay. My last question is still concerning the package. About approximately how long does it take probably to mail out?
Information packages? Early on mail dot within 48 hours. When did you ask for it?
It's been like maybe a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know why you haven't received it yet. Then do me a favor, my friend. Oh, we have once in a while people that don't put the address correctly and they come back. You know, as not deliverable by post office. And then it gets worse when there's no phone number for us to call that person to get the address corrected. So folks, put your phone number on there, you know, and all they'll do is call you maybe a couple of weeks later, just make sure you get it. That's it. They're not trying to harass you, bug you. Just make sure you get it, like people like you, doesn't happen. So call Film Lost to do in the daytime, and we'll see what happened in my friend, and we'll make sure this time, it happens correctly. Maybe you're one of those people that the address was not typing correctly in the computer. It was not deliverable to you. We'll send it to you.
Okay, then I'll just go ahead and try giving a call. I'll just probably wait just a little longer, and if nothing happens.
Just call us tomorrow. If it was 2 weeks ago,
okay,
you know, you should have received it by now.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot,
Jamie. Okay.
You have a good day. All right.
You're welcome, Mike. You have a good night also. Let's go to our call from area code 540. Call from area code 540. Tell me your first name, how you heard about Peter Mosco, and then your question about it. Can you hear me good? Call from area code 504.
Yes.
Okay, very good. What's your name?
I've been Crystal, and I heard about you through your various internet, information and YouTube.
I'm sorry, would you repeat your first name, please?
Crystal.
Crystal with a C or a K?
C.
Thank you, Crystal. And how may I be able to assist you?
I'm wondering how are people, if you don't have a tax return or a pay stub to prove income to get a loan?
Excellent question. A common question people ask me. How do you buy a home without a tax return? Because banks all require you to prove your income to qualify for a loan by giving the bank a 1040 income tax confession form. Yes. Well, that's exactly why I covered in the course I did on this subject. If you go to livefreenow.org and go put your mouse on the course packages, in the middle of the top of the page, on the second line of the menu, you'll see click on that, you see how to buy a home is the course exactly on the subject on how to buy a home with no tax return, no use of your slave surveillance number, missing social security number, no credits, and no bank loan at all. It is very doable, You cannot buy any home you want anytime, but you can buy a home. You have to start that process in that 3.5 hour class. And I recommend you get that. That shows you basically how to do it. It doesn't show you all the complete steps because that takes several days. And even the first time, someone needs to help you to do it, but it explains to you how it works, why it works. It actually does work and how to go about doing it. That course is available for $130, $10 shipping. It works. Try it out. If you don't like it, send it back. Okay? And I'll give you money back minus the shipping charge for free rental. Okay, there's any more questions? That's it, Crystal?
I think that's it for now. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Let's go to another caller we have from area code 512. Give me your first name. How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
All right. Hi, Paymon. It's Roger in Texas.
Ah, Roger, one of my old friends. Yes, Roger. Good to hear from you, my friend. What's on your mind, Roger?
Well, years ago, I had gotten a international driver's license because the state of Texas wanted your Social Security number. Anyway, long story short, I know you went and got your driver's license just to make life easier, and it would make life easier for me, so I contacted the Social Security Administration to get a copy of the Social Security card. Well, they want a picture ID plus a birth certificate. Okay, so I go to the state licensing agency and to get the license, they want birth certificate and maybe your voter registration and a couple of bills and your Social Security card. So now I'm in a pickle, between these two agencies. And when I was at the desk, the lady behind the computer said, well, just give me your driver's license number and I'll look it up and see if I can find it. And so I gave it to them, and I remember you on one call telling me that it was, they only keep records for so long and that you have a right as a citizen to go in and look for that information. And I'd like you to expound on that, if you would, for people in my situation.
I'm not quite clear what your question is. They want birth certificate. Do you have a birth certificate?
I have that.
Okay. What else they want from you?
Social Security, it wants a birth certificate and picture ID. The picture ID, and the state licensing agent to give me a picture ID wants the birth certificate and a Social Security number. So you see, I'm caught between them. And I was wondering, is it a good idea to go down there and either get them to search way back?
No. Hold on. Let me say something. I haven't searched this in Texas, but I know, for example, Florida, okay? You can go get a printout from Social Security. They don't have a slave surveillance number with the Slave Surveillance Administration. And you can take that to them, and they see proof that you don't have a SS number. And they accept, and they issue a driver's license. Now, Florida does that. I suspect Texas and many states have the same thing. In the more freedom-oriented states, a lot of that. You don't have a number, you don't have a number. Okay, you don't have a number.
Okay.
You got to look up your state laws on that issue on getting a driver's license on that.
Okay. You had told me before that you can, as a citizen, go down and do a search for your driving record, right? Yourself?
Well, you can write to them, ask for the records about you, yes.
Okay. So Florida does, if you tell them you don't have a Social Security number, they can go ahead and give you the license anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Maybe you ought to come live in Florida, my friend.
Well,
we don't have We have in the Central Florida where we are, we don't get these hurricanes like you guys did in Texas that destroy.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, here's a kind of a funny example of your government in action. You know, when they first started asking for Social Security numbers, I went down to the Social Security Administration and asked for what they would give you as a letter of denial saying you don't have a number. So I took that up to the state agency, and I left, and I never got my license, so I called, and they said, well, you need to come talk to us. And one of these officers in there said, I did some checking, and I found out you do have a Social Security number. And I asked him, I said, well, if you did some checking and found out I do, then what's the holdup with the license? And he said, I'm not giving you the license until you show us a Social Security card. Now, is that ridiculous or what?
It's ridiculous, but you got to get the use of law on your side. Arguing with these bureaucrats, ignorant bureaucrats, doesn't work. You know,
yeah.
So, but you might have to sue them in court on that issue, by the way. In California,
yeah.
The crooked courts ruled against that issue 20 years ago plus. This, you know, the corrupt judges of state of Mexicania, you know, the Comicania, communist, you know, illegal alien Mexican takeover state, California. You know, they ruled against that. They all, you don't have a number to get a license. Yeah, you went to court of appeal in California. But Texas, I think, is better on that issue. And you made it to suit, my friend.
Yeah.
And you make a good case law for everybody. That's what we need people like you, my friend, to take up the challenges.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I've got, Payman. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Roger. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Now, you got a call from area code 450. Call from area code 450. Give me your first name and tell me how you're about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please. Hold on. Call from America 450. Okay, you unmuted now. Go to speak up, please.
Oh, okay, again, I'm Joe calling. I heard about you on the internet. And I'm calling about your first caller, and I have a question, a suggestion, and I want your comment on this. This fellow claimed he was getting a 1099 report, which I believe to represent monetary issue from a trade or business, which we know is a technical term and word. So is it possible and suggested that I believe the form is called 4852, in which you rebut the presumption that that money was from a trade or business, which in effect makes you an officer of the government, and therefore the correct amount should be zero since you had received no compensation from a trade or business? Would that correct his status in that situation? That's my question to you.
Well, you can certainly do that. And the good patriot, Mr. Pete Hendrickson, who wrote the book Cracking the Code, and,
yes.
And that's what he styles it, okay, and that's what he promotes. And I know that it has worked for many people in the IRS based upon that. Well, you can do that, but, you know, I could say it worked for people who got checks. People who are employees with the W-2 was correct with that, okay?
Yeah.
So there's no withholding from the 1099. So I'm not sure what happened to the 1099 guy. Did it leave you alone or not? I don't know. We'll see. I haven't heard much about that issue. But that's used for the people who got the W-2s. But let me explain to you, okay? The problem is, that sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, the crooked IRS can penalize you with a $5,000 penalty. Look, I think that's
for a frivolous return, that is what you're describing.
The document they give the IRS, right? Exactly.
I see.
Exactly. So you could do it, it may work, But on the other hand, it may not work, and the IRS may come after you for $5,000. And then
I see.
On top of that, the IRS could try to, you know, penalize you, you know, the $5,000 each time. You submit one of those forms, and each time that you try to, you know, write back to the IRS and insist that they respect what you put on the form 4852. So it's a risky thing, and I generally don't recommend it, but if you want to do it, know that the
risk alternative. Your alternative in doing nothing allows that presumptive piece of paper, the 1099, that you are a government officer, which is then taxable if you don't do anything.
No, that's not correct. Because remember, the income tax law that they imposed on people was never written by Congress to tax the average American labor. The income tax law was created at the request of government, Department of Justice, lawyer crooks who had cases to argue before fellow political lawyer, crooked black robe judges, who told the judge, come on, judge, basically, you can't buy this guy's argument. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. The whole system will fall apart. The government will have no money. Rule against them, judge. It wouldn't work. You have no money to pay the government to fight terrorists and criminals. It will be taken over because they have no income tax money. Of course, income tax is good. It's been going on for so long. Rule against this guy, and that's how they do it. So the IRS ignores what you do anyway. Only reason the Form 4852 works is because the IRS employees are poorly trained, do not properly listen to supervisors' illegal instructions to ignore your Form 4852 and punish you and penalize you for $5,000 instead they correct the record that, you know, that 1099 or W2 was wrong. So it's
now
a risky thing.
I
can see someone with a W2 form. I can see him try to get withholding back to try to do that, you know, this Form 4852. That's the only way to get the stolen money back is to use a Form 4852. But 1099.
No, I don't participate in that W2 stuff. I run independent reality.
Okay, so you're not taking anything back. You're just going to make yourself a target, in my opinion, as a 1099 employee.
Is there a 10-year period of time whereby if there is no 1099 or no W-2 or no document suggesting any kind of excise taxable activity, that your file, in effect, is not active? They can't really come after you?
Nope, no such thing. I haven't had a W-2 or 1099 against me for at least 20 years, but the IRS has neither left me alone. Come on,
they still could pursue you after 20 years.
Of course, they want to shut me down. Freedom Law School. Look, back about 7 years ago, I did the Freedom of Information Act request on me, and they told me that over 8,000 pages on me. And there was no W-2 or 1099 about it. That doesn't stop.
Yeah. Well, you're a little bit public out there, of course. You're
doesn't
really
matter.
Quite prominent.
Of course not. But doesn't matter. They can come after you. You know, doesn't matter if you correct 1099. If they want to come after you, they can.
So I don't
and
really
I
have a clear program.
That.
Huh? I'm trying to follow your suggestion, which is not apparent except for what you're suggesting is to buy the $4,000 package or increments of in order to really get into your real hardcore knowledge about how to operate in that system.
Well, actually, that's not correct. First of all, I don't pass all that knowledge to anybody because a lot of times you can take advantage of anybody can do it. The IRS agents are poorly trained. A lot of them are social misfits, total introverts, dumb, stupid, ignorant, fully educated, lazy, you name it. They don't do things right. They harass you. They mess you up. They leave. They get fired. You know, they quit. They get sick. You know, they take too long a coffee break. So they make a lot of mistakes. And you can beat them at that. And I take advantage of those mistakes. I know some of the most common mistakes they make. But I will not publicize them. Because if I publicize the most common mistakes of the IRS, if I do that, Joe, you know what's going to happen? The IRS management is smart enough to know they should listen and do listen and record my calls. They're going to find out, oh, thank you, Paymon, for telling us the stuff we need to do better, for making us a more lean, meaner killing machine, for pointing out our little mistakes. Thank you, thank you. We'll fix that. So now I can have
so you reveal this, but you have what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you have specialized knowledge and experience that you're willing to operate on a one-on-one basis with someone that enters into a business relationship with you. Is that correct way to describe it?
I wouldn't call it a business relationship because Freedom Law School is part of Freedom Church.
But paying your fee is what that means.
It's a part of a program that you put your hands with other people of like-minded together and you guys back each other up. And so because you show the commitment to write to Congress and Senate, your Congress, and make change, provide change, and you're doing that, and you want to educate yourself, and you want to put your money where your mouth is, because most people are not, then yes, then I can all years of experience of myself and those that came before me that I learned from, you have the benefit of all that available to you also to beat these guys. That's how you see it on our website, our victories. Our students have beaten the IRS by doing that. Because if I put that out there, let me finish. The problem is, Joe, if I put all of it out there.
But there's a guy out there, this guy who wrote the book, Cracking the Code, is very public with his detailed information, even though he and his wife in their personal lives over perhaps a parallel issue have been seriously harassed with jail time.
Yes.
He nevertheless seems to claim that ordinary people who follow his procedure have had a lot of success.
They have. And also, and I give credit for Pete Henderson for that, okay? I appreciate what Pete Henderson research has done. Don't get me wrong, I'm not attacking him. He's a good man, doing good work. I very much appreciate what he's done. On the other hand, I know a bunch of people who called me and I've seen the paperwork.
Yeah.
That this stuff didn't work for them, what Pete Henderson told them to do. Instead of refund, he got $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 of penalties, pure penalties, added on top of the IRS not recognizing what they're doing and have to promote money. But you won't see that on his website.
You know, I noticed something just curious. I don't know if you're familiar with, and this was something I was doing maybe 20 years ago, and I was involved in buying and selling options. And I know, and I had a CPA and all this stuff and filed and kept detailed records. But the one thing I noticed, unlike selling stock on the stock market, which will generate, I'm going to call it a 1099. That you will get one of those that you need to work with. Otherwise, it's a big everything you sold, they're going to put it on that form for the full value. But I noticed with the options and currency trades, there was no paperwork that came back. There was no 1099 or 1098 or whatever it's called as evidence of that transaction whatsoever, which kind of led me to believe, hey, this thing is going under the wire. Nobody's even looking at it. Do you have any knowledge about that?
You just educated me about something new, and I get knowledge about these things because over the years, come across information like exactly this, and I learn about it. And I can tell other people about it. So I'm a library of these kind of little small little tips like this that you just told me. And that's an example, Joe, of the stuff that I've learned over the years that I'm not, if I widely disseminate that, tell that, you're going to say, oh, hey, we should start.
For example, there's some discussion on the on the internet about the so-called Tobin tax and things of that sort, which I think is some kind of an additional attempt to try to tax those derivative transactions, which right now are not being even recorded anywhere. That's just an idea I'm having from my limited experience. And do you believe that might be true?
I don't know enough about the subject to give you an opinion.
Okay. All right. Anyway, well, thank you so much on this. I enjoyed your call, and good luck with your enterprise.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you for your question, Joe. I appreciate that. Bye-bye, my friend. Let's go. We are actually callers, but your number shows us anonymous. It shows much of one. Both of your questions, gentlemen or ladies. Some little feedback and get you guys one at a time to answer your questions in the next 17 minutes. Go to speak up. Give your first name, see which one of you I can hear. Two callers with no number showing up on the system, just a bunch of one. If you have a question, please announce yourself.
Stop.
Yes, what's your name?
Stop
okay.
It.
Okay. It's a lady, what's your name, ma'am?
I just...
Yes, you have your husband in the background. What's your name so I can call you and talk to you? Yes, ma'am. You have a question, ma'am? You have your hand raised on the system. You have a question.
Don't do that.
You have a question anymore? Okay. Then I'm going to mute this lady. She's not announcing herself. I probably should not pay attention to the call.
I'm busy right now. I told you that.
I'm going to the next person.
I can't put an alarm system up there because it's too remote.
Because the guy that's going to tell you, listen, it's your turn. Ask a question if you have a question, my friend. Give your hand.
I'm not there most of the time. I just sleep.
Hello,
like a baby.
Michelle, I'm not there most of the time. You're
so
there.
I'm telling you that just because.
Okay, well, I'll mute him also, folks. Sorry. People have questions, raise a hand, and then they're not listening to the call. They're doing other stuff. And then when the turn comes, they're not there to get the question answered. So, folks, do not use Skype or stuff like that that blocks your number because you have this problem. You know, I can announce you by your telephone number. And when it comes to your turn, you need to be listening, waiting to get your question answered. So with that, folks, I've answered the question of those of you who had your hand up. I want to thank you all for calling PM Law School. Please share this information with your friends, neighbors, folks. Have fun at it. I have fun with it. You make this call possible. You make PM Law School possible to reach out to America. And let's share this information with other like-minded Americans on your Facebook page. Email to your friends. You know, and we'll work together, folks. We'll work together to have you be free and America be a free country once again. Thank you for calling. I'll be back with you again next Thursday night. Good night, everybody.